So here's a great chart. Okay, so you've got your health condition or disease, that's at the top, so that could be a stroke or whatever. Okay, so how does that then affect your body functions and the structures? So they could have paralysis or something like that, and it could affect the way that they're able to write, so that's going to affect their activity level. And then how does the activity level affect their ability to participate? So let's go back to Broca's aphasia. They can't communicate as well. So are they going to go play bridge on Friday night with their friends like they used to? They may not be able to do that because they cannot communicate as well. Now there's other things that do interfere. Okay, so you've got environmental factors. Okay, so these are contextual. Okay, the environmental factors are physical laws, cultural beliefs, social, attitudinal environment in which the people live. So this is their context. What's going on in their environment? You know, people tend to be afraid of people that have disabilities. You know, you see them shopping, people may walk away from them or do different things or not talk to them as often. Okay, those are environmental factors. Then you've got personal factors. These refer to things like age, race and ethnicity, gender, level of education, lifestyle, upbringing, coping styles, those kinds of things. So what you're trying to do here is look at the person's background, what's going on, personal factors and environmental, and then how does that impact on the changes as a result of the health condition or disease. So this is a very complex way of looking at it. But every person that we see, especially if you want to work in a medical setting, you need to be thinking about how the disorder that you're seeing impacts your client on all of these levels, and how does it change their environment, and how do personal factors interact with the disability.